Tomorrow marks 1 year since the wildfires in Maui, where 102 people lost their lives. The hills above Lahaina are still filled with dry, flammable grass, a reminder of the fire danger that persists. So what's being done to make the community safer? NPR's Lauren Sommer went to Maui to find out.
There is heavy equipment parked in Gordon Firestein's neighborhood, a big industrial mower and an excavator. To him, they're symbols of hope.
So this is very new, and we're seeing examples like this now all over the neighborhood.
Firestein lives just south of Lahaina. He's looking at a house where the owner is clearing the vegetation on the edges of the property. Now there's gravel and rocks there, which, of course, don't burn.
And you can see why they're motivated. Right below them is this massive field full of dry grass.
Grass that's 3 feet tall.
Get into the crunchy. I mean, you can kind of hear it here. It crunches underfoot.
While a lot of Hawaii is lush and tropical, West Maui is dry. In summer, these hills are golden brown. The land used to be sugarcane fields, but as sugar companies left, invasive grasses took over. And invasive shrubs, too, like the halicoa, which was brought to the island for cattle feed.
The halicoa? Yeah, this is what halicoa looks like.
It's 6 feet tall, covered in brown seed pods.
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
scary.
That's dry.
It will show up whether you want it or not, no matter what you do.
All this adds up to big wildfire risk around Lahaina, which Firestein thinks about a lot. Years ago, he started a FireWise program here, a volunteer effort to help neighbors make their homes more resistant to fires. It was fairly slow going, he says, until a year ago. As those extreme winds pushed the fire toward them, he and his neighbors evacuated. Their homes were spared. But the destruction nearby and the loss of so many people was a clear wake-up call to do something.
Yeah, more people are convinced that it's worth it. You know, if you want to have a house to come back to, if you don't want to have to be afraid for your life.
And his neighborhood went even further. The Homeowners Association adopted new rules requiring residents to cut back flammable vegetation in their yards. But it took several attempts to pass because of opposition, he says. Some were concerned about the landscaping costs.
Then there's just kind of the typical denial. I mean, what are the chances? You know, what happened to Lahaina is a one-off. It was a perfect storm.
But these new rules apply in just one neighborhood, though. And so far, they're an outlier. Around them, there are big open spaces still filled with grass.
Which I don't understand. Property owners of these large parcels, 20 acres, 50 acres, as far as I can see, are doing nothing to reduce the vegetation.
That's something the Maui Fire Department is hoping to change.
Hawaii is a very fire-prone state, and we have near-drought conditions in parts of our islands almost year-round.
Brad Ventura is fire chief for Maui's Department of Fire and Public Safety. He says the department is writing new fire rules for large landowners across Maui County. They would be required to cut vegetation from 30 to 100 feet around buildings, depending on what's growing. A new law also just passed that increases the financial penalty for those who don't. Ventura says they're trying to strike a balance with the new rules.
We cannot expect somebody who owns 1,000 acres to keep everything 4 inches short throughout the whole year. So we have to make it where it's safer than ever been, but, you know, reasonable at the same time.
But that's just for large landowners. As for residential homes, there are states like California that require they manage the vegetation too in risky areas, creating what's known as defensible space. Ventura says Maui is not considering those kinds of rules right now.
Yeah, it's hard to say, to be honest with you, if we're going to ever be that strict in the state of Hawaii due to the size. We have 4,000 square foot lots. You don't have defensible space on that.
Creating defensible space rules was one of 50 recommendations from a state legislative working group that looked at how Maui could be safer. Only a handful of those recommendations have been taken up so far. Hawaii is still catching up to other states that have dealt with destructive fires for years. And that means there's more to be done, says Elizabeth Pickett of the Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization, a nonprofit that works on fire policy.
We need major investments and top-down support, and it needs to be prioritized because we keep hearing, we've heard for years, well, we just don't have the money for that. But this is about shifting around priorities to save lives and to protect our people and places.
And she says just trimming sections of vegetation isn't enough. It does give firefighters space to do their work and can slow the spread of fire on the ground. But
fires are mostly spread in high wind events through embers, which can fly over hundreds of feet of fuel break, even if you had that in place.
So to really reduce the fire risk, Pickett says, the land itself needs to change from invasive grasses to something else. That could mean going back to what Maui used to look like.
This land here that we're walking on, this is an old pineapple field.
Kainoa Pastana is conservation manager at Pu'ukukui Watershed, a land restoration project. These former fields are owned by Maui Land and Pineapple Company.
So after pineapple ended, everything just kind of got left. So we see a lot of this guinea grass growing. And this guinea grass, man, yeah, it's obnoxious.
Another invasive grass that burns easily. But nearby, Pastana and his team have cleared it out for something else.
So these are some baby koas.
They're native koa trees, waist high. But nearby, some are already 30 feet.
So this is the early stages of what we want it to look like. These trees are known to grow, you know, 100 feet tall, 500 years old.
Pastana is trying to bring back a native Hawaiian forest. It once stretched all the way from the mountains to the ocean before it was cleared for industrial agriculture. Bringing it back could bring back native wildlife and help with fire danger because the ecosystem captures water.
There's just a lot more moisture in the tree itself, underneath, in the shade, in the earth, that I think fire would have a harder time burning its way quickly through here.
He says with the fire, there's a chance to bring back what Lahaina once was as part of rebuilding the community.
Aina is land in Hawaiian. It's the thing that really does feed us physically and spiritually. You know, aina heals. Rehabilitation of land rehabilitates people.
One of the largest landowners in Lahaina, Kamehameha Schools, just announced plans to restore land that is now invasive grass. Some land would become fields for farming native Hawaiian crops. Another section could become native forest again. The planning process is just getting started and will take some time, just as so much of Lahaina's recovery. Lauren Summer, NPR News.